Hey there, it's Jet Teeley, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show and the executive chef of Pak Pao Thai in Dallas. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AMA 30 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the 4th of July holiday weekend version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Halos are on the road in Houston. They got a matinee game coming up, looking to tie up the series with the Astros, following us. So, as they say, do stay tuned. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Welcome. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information that just adds a visual component to what we talk about here on Saturday mornings. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We have a wonderful family-owned, multi-generational premium chocolate company, the Guitar Chocolate Company, that's based right here in California. And I always enjoy catching up with their executive pastry chef, the very talented Donald Russell. And we were just talking about the Bocuse d'Or. There is the Coupe du Monde competition for pastry chefs that goes hand in glove every other year in Lyon with the Bocuse d'Or. And Chef Donald has competed in that and done very well. But Chef Donald is actually based here in Southern California. He has a little secret place that is his test kitchen, the Guitar Chocolate Studio, that's something of his design. And he has some classes coming up that are for professional chefs and also serious home cooks that we want to let everybody know about, because it's a very unusual opportunity for you to be able to get instruction from culinarians of this level. And initially, it is a pleasure to welcome Chef Donald Russell back to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Donald, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Andy. Thanks for having me on the show.
Of course. Now, in the background, joining Donald are two very accomplished pastry chefs that, wouldn't you know it, are kicking off the class season with market-driven desserts. And this is the dynamic duo of Della Gossett, who is the executive pastry chef for Wolfgang Puck at Spago. Pretty impressive credentials there. And then a lady that has taken East Hollywood by storm with her ice cream, her breads, and her pastries, that being Roxana Julepot, and we're talking about friends and family in East Hollywood, actually in Thai Town. So also good morning and welcome to Della and Roxana.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, ladies.
Good morning.
Let's start out with Chef Donald. Donald, first of all, just give us a little background about the Guitar Chocolate Company, because to have an American-owned premium chocolate company that, like, is in the fifth or sixth generation of the founding family, pretty unusual.
It is pretty unusual. So, yeah, fifth generation operating the company. Mr. Guittard, Gary Guittard, fourth generation, is the CEO of the company. He still goes to work daily. He's very involved in all the operations, primarily with developing the new flavors and sourcing beans and doing all the blending. His daughter, Amy, is the CMO, the chief marketing officer, and his son, Jesse, just came back to the business after 10 years away, and he's the general manager. So the family's there, and nephew Clark is handling the industrial sales for international. So yeah, it's quite the group there. We've been around since 1868. The company was established by Etienne Guittard, a young man from France who came to make his fortune in gold during the gold rush, and discovered very quickly it was difficult and nasty work, and the only people making money were the people that were supplying the miners
with food
and equipment and whatever their needs were. So so he went back to France and learned about making chocolate from his uncle and came back with the equipment and started the company in 1868. and they've been in operation ever since.
Now, Donald, Guittard is not all that visible at retail. You're very huge in food service. Chefs obviously know a lot about Guittard. Tell us a little bit about that, because it's a bit of a different dynamic than the way some other companies approach their sales.
Well, we are more of an industrial ingredient company. We make super premium, premium, and traditional products for the confectionery industry, ice cream, baking and pastry, et cetera. We do have a pretty good retail presence, and during COVID, that actually spiked quite heavily. People were home baking. So you'll see us in the stores. Sprouts in particular has a pretty good showing of our products, shaking bars, chips, and powders. So you'll see us there. But yeah, we're primarily known more through the industry and less through retail. But that's changing a little bit.
Which is definitely good news, but, of course, in terms of generating word of mouth, Chef Donald, coming from the chef side, those are not bad credentials to have, because I don't think they're recommending M&M Mars products to be used in fine pastries or a chocolate cake. Donald, you got really a wonderful opportunity when you joined Guittard a number of years ago to develop this chocolate studio right here in Los Angeles, which will help us transition into your class program. But tell us a little bit about that, because that's a kind of a closely held secret that if you're not in the industry, you really don't know about it. And I know it's a facility you're very proud of because you designed it.
I did, and kind of hand-built it over the years. So we've been here 15 years. 2007, April, we opened with our first class, and primarily what happens here is a lot of R&D efforts towards product development and just tech support for our customers. I might take a product that we have and put it through the paces and then report back as to how it performs in different applications. We're actually in the midst of designing some new products that will be launched probably the end of 23. We're rebranding. We're doing a few different things. It's all in the works, but we've been working on these products for over a year now, and it's going to continue in through the first quarter of next year. So I do a lot of testing with products that are made at the factory. They send them down to me and have me analyze them as far as, an end user, what the end user would do with these products, and see how they perform and see how they taste in different applications, such as a mousse or a ganache or a cream, or we might bake with it. Just depends on what we're going for. So a lot of that work happens here. And we have these classes, these wonderful classes that we do 6 or 8 times a year. We bring in guest chefs, and we have the studio available. And it's kind of an intimate setting. It's not a huge place, so we don't have a lot of people in the class at a time, maximum of 12 people. So it's a nice intimate experience with the chefs when they come. So, yeah.
Very, very promising, Donald. Now, to bring Roxana and Della back into the conversation, before we go to break, ladies, can you give us just a brief overview, and then we'll get into more of the specifics? You have this wonderful 2-day class that's coming up very soon, Market-Driven Desserts. Give us the overview, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, right. Hi, this is Della. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead, Roxana.
Okay, go ahead.
No, Della, you go first.
So I'm really excited about this class. This is all about market-driven desserts, and that's actually where I believe a lot of us pastry chefs and bakers draw inspiration from. So our class is going to be focused on market-based desserts. I'm really excited because this is very unique, because we're all going to meet at the farmer's market, and then we're going to kind of go through the market, talk about the different fruits or grains or vegetables or whatever that we see, then we're going to bring them back to the Guittard chocolate studio, and then we're going to conduct our class.
And Della, this is all hands-on, right? I mean, it's not observing. Everybody is going to be up to their elbows in it.
Well, there is going to be definitely be some hands-on and a mixture of demonstration as well. So it's going to be very informative and really fun. I think we're both looking forward to it.
And before we go out to break, what are those 2 days and what are the hours each day?
Donald, do you want to be more specific about that?
Yeah, July 13 and 14, the students will meet the chefs at the Wednesday Farmers Market. Couple of hours down there meeting the farmers and shopping, and then they'll end up back at the studio for lunch, and then that afternoon preparation will begin, and then the following day, the whole day will be completing those tasks and producing the products, and then a big show at the end.
Donald, before we go out to break and pick up the conversation on the other side, what is the website to get all the information and be able to register?
Guitar.com. When you go to the homepage, there will be a tab about two-thirds of the way down, a red tab that just says studio classes. And you click on that, you can see about all the classes that we have for the remainder of the year.
And we'll be talking about some of that on the other side. We are talking with Guitar Chocolate Company's executive chef, Donald Russell. We're talking about classes that he is doing. And we're also talking about the first class that's coming up July 13th and 14th, Market-Driven Desserts, that is being taught by two very prominent pastry chefs here in the area, Della Gossett of Spago and Roxana Julepat of Friends and Family. Don't go far. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be right back.